Hachette Audio presents Matter, written by Ian M. Banks, read by Toby Longworth.
The place had to be some sort of old factory or workshop or something. There were big toothed metal wheels half buried in the wooden floors or hanging by giant spindles from the network of iron beams overhead. Canvas belts were strung all over the dark spaces, connecting smaller, smooth wheels and a host of long, complicated machines he thought might be something to do with weaving or knitting. It was all very dusty and grimy-looking. And yet, this had been that modern thing, a factory. How quickly things decayed and became useless. Normally, he would never have considered going anywhere near some place so filthy. It might not even be safe, he thought. Even with all the machinery stilled, one gable wall was partially collapsed. Bricks tumbled, planks splintered, rafters hanging disjointed from above. He didn't know if this was old damage from deterioration and lack of repair, or something that had happened today during the battle. In the end, though, he hadn't cared what the place was or had been. It was somewhere to escape to, a place to hide. He was Ferbin Oates Elshorske, a prince of the House of Horsk, son of King Horsk, the Conqueror. And while he was his father's son, he had not been raised to be like him. His father gloried in war and battle and dispute, had spent his entire life aggressively expanding the influence of his throne and his people, always in the name of the world god, and with half an eye on history. The king had raised his eldest son to be like him, but that son had been killed by the very people they were fighting perhaps for the last time today. His second son, Ferbin, had been schooled in the arts not of war, but of diplomacy. His natural place was supposed to be in the...